Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
Have you taken a look at the real estate market lately? My goodness, homes are selling like hotcakes, almost literally. Joining us right now, local realtor with Real Living Key Realty, Joanne Wine and Associates branch, is Jeff Wine. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Have you ever seen a real estate market like this? I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Can you remember a time when the market's been this tight?
No, I think, you know, as far as finding sellers to work with, it probably was when I first started, and only because I was brand new. You know, you're banging on doors and, you know, please, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, do business with me.
Yeah.
And 34, 35 years later, it's, you know, back to the future.
Yeah.
You know, the same kind of thing. So,
yeah.
It is that kind of a market. And, I mean, things, I think, are breaking up. You know, maybe there's a little bit more coming on the market. It doesn't appear as though, you know, people are selling in droves. And I think that what's going on, too, is that people are still, they have a desire to move and would maybe like to do something different. But where do I go, Jeff?
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of if we're, you know, one of the things that I had a conversation with a young family about last week was renovating, you know. And so even that at this time can be a challenge because of the cost of materials, cost of labor. Generally, building costs have gone up probably at a faster rate than the housing prices have appreciated.
Yeah.
Which, but it's worth a discussion with for your listeners who might be interested in staying put. You know, to give us a call and say, you know, we're thinking of moving, but we really like our house, we really like our neighborhood. So, you know, people would be happy to walk through the process and evaluate what a family's needs are. You know, do they need more space, less space, different space, just better space? For instance, with our house, or, you know, Debbie and I, we have a house that our family lived very comfortably in for a long time, and we love it when the kids come home with grandkids and or boyfriends, but the reality is we've got 10 times more space 90% of the year than we need.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so what are we going to, how do we, chances are we're not going to move. We love our neighbors, our neighborhood, but maybe we, you know, I floated the idea, how about if we get rid of some of this house?
Yeah.
How about if we take some of it, we convert it from a two-story to a one-story? And I think those are maybe some of the conversations, as odd as that sounds, that people may at some point be having. It doesn't really help me as a real estate broker.
Right.
We like to see all the moves. Let's go, folks. But I'm having that conversation with my son and daughter-in-law, who live down in the Novi area. You know, do we, where it's even a little bit more ridiculous than it is up here in St. Clair County as far as costs go.
Yeah.
You know, so they, the process that I've gone through with Nathaniel, and this is, I think, pretty accurate as far as what lenders are looking for. You have to look at what is it, what are the renovations that you're considering? They're going to have, one's going to have the plans, you know, and property appraised. So what's the value, the renovated value of the property going to be? The lender is going to lend whatever rates they're going to lend money to you at, probably less, you know, 80 or 90% loan to value.
Mm-hmm.
And if that result, that 80% of the improved property, less what you currently owe is what a family would have for renovation purposes. And then when you've got that renovated, that appraised renovated value, how does that compare to the neighborhood or your choice, you know, your housing choices?
Yeah.
With Nathaniel and Lauren, can they go out and find something in Novi Walls Lake that is suitable for them and their growing family that would be less expensive or similarly similar cost to what it would cost them to renovate? And would they like it as much? I guess that's another thing. Would you like, if you move, are you going to like the next location
right
as much as like as you like where you're at?
Yeah.
So it's really tough. I mean, it is, but it's certainly it's worth a conversation. And I think people might be surprised going through the exercise. I mean, if you bought a house a year and a half ago and just about anywhere in St. Clair County, Michigan, and you want to do $100,000 or $125,000 worth of renovations to it, probably, you know, in most neighborhoods, it's not going to be, you probably are better off to
yeah.
move.
Yeah.
But if you've been in a place with more, and you have some more equity, you'll really like it, you know, maybe taking a look at renovating would be a good idea. Everybody is, you know, that's one thing I really truly love about the business is each transaction, each family, is, you know, has their own set of needs and mm-hmm. expectations and hopes and dreams. And so that's what makes it such an interesting business to be a part of. Even when you're banging your head on the wall trying to figure out, Where are we going to put these people?
Well, and that's the thing. It's the domino effect always just amazes me when you start thinking about real estate. I mean, if somebody wanted to, you know, knocked on my door and said, "Hey, Paul, we want to buy your house," you know, I'm not going to just jump at that because I don't know where I'm going to go. Then, I mean, you better find me a house that I like as much as this one, and that's not easy to do these days.
No, it isn't, and it is. There are, that's what I've been telling a few people that are trying to relocate to the area, is I will be spending time, you know, contacting people that I know are similar to Debbie and I that are living in a lot more house than they need. And the conversation will be, well, where do we go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one, you know, obvious and beautiful solution would be Blue Water View Condominium. Do you need 2,400 square feet, or is a 1,000 or 1,100 square feet in this beautiful condominium suitable?
Right.
Are you going to live closer to relatives in another area? At least you have the conversation, and things are always changing. Things always are coming on the market, going off the market, and people are always moving about for one reason or another. It's just trying to get them convinced that it will in fact be okay, and doing nothing is certainly an option, but is it the best option? And maybe because of the market and prices and things, it's a maybe now is a good time to be a little uncomfortable with a long-term focus if you're focused on the long term.
Yeah.
And, you know, another waiting can be, I have a very difficult time, you know, I don't want to give you or your listeners the impression that I have a crystal ball. I really, I perceive that the market is heated up, but I really don't know if we're at the top of a market or
yeah.
if we're at a new normal for the market.
Yeah, we
and
don't
so
know.
So if we're at a new normal, now is certainly the time to buy if things are going to remain as they are. If we're at the top of the market, it would certainly, if one believes that we're at the top of the market, then the obvious choice would be to sell, be uncomfortable, go back to living in mom and dad's basement, find a place to rent if possible, put your things in storage, and, you know, think of doing a two or three, or at least a one or two step move
mm-hmm.
in order to be where you want to be in 3 or 4 years. and people say, no, I don't want to do that. I go to McDonald's, I want my sandwich right now. I don't want, right. I'm not going to wait for it. And if I'm going to buy a house, I want to move in tomorrow or the day after the day of closing. I don't want to wait 6 months. So, I mean, I get that, but even waiting. So other people that maybe they bought a new house, but they're going to wait to do a roof and paint and redo the floors of the house that they're selling. Okay, that's nice, and it might provide a few more dollars when you go to sell, or might help it sell quicker. But in doing that, how long is it going to take?
Yeah.
You know, is it going to be October 2021 or January 2022 before you get your house on the market? And then by then, have you missed the whole market?
Good point.
They're just tough. A seller out in Fort Gratiot Township that I'm working with, they paid to have, rather than wait, they contracted for a roofer in December. The guy was putting the roof on today. We sold the house 3 weeks ago. We'll close the first week of April. Those are the very thoughtful, planned out process that this family did. And the purchaser gets a new roof. The seller knew they needed to put a roof on. They did it kind of in tandem with the selling process,
mm-hmm.
rather than go end to end and wait. And so I truly believe in that particular case, it was a win-win. And many times people will be happy. You know, we can either escrow funds for repairs to be made later. People could give a credit for flooring or for painting.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of things. The chances are, if I paint my house and pick out new flooring for the Millers, Mr. and Mrs. Miller are going to say, who in the heck did this?
Maybe.
Why didn't you just give me the $7,500 wine and I would have done this myself?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Boy, so many different variables with all these situations.
And it is. It makes it fun.
That's why you say unique homes for unique people, right?
Absolutely. And each one of us are.
Yeah, so. No doubt. Well, you know, I think, a lot of people are thinking home renovations right now because they're not sure that they're going to be able to find the home of their dreams, maybe looking at the home that they have and saying, well, this could become the home of my dreams if we, do the right things. So it's a lot of things to consider. If somebody wants to kind of, as you said, walk through the process and the steps of what you need to do, if you are considering a move, what should they do?
People really don't like to do this, but the simplest way to get in touch with somebody is to call them on a phone and have a conversation. So I'm not even going to give you an email address or a website, just a phone number, folks, 810-650-6255.
As easy as that.
And,
talk to Jeff.
Well, sir, it's easy as that, and I don't bite, and I will not pester people, but I enjoy talking with them about housing.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Yeah, all right. Jeff, always appreciate it.
So what do we do tonight? Is it go green?
I guess. Yeah. It's for me, it's go to bed. That game doesn't start till 10 o'clock.
But
we'll see how they do. Tom Izzo has a way of making teams shine in the tournament. So we'll see what happens.
Debbie Wine has them picked for the finals. So it must be a real thing.
Wow. All right. Well, I can't wait to see her bracket. Jeff, always appreciate it. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. Yep.